This is Rumble Strip. I'm Erica Heilman.
We didn't even put a new head gasket, just put some grease on the head gasket. Some old farmer or something said that would work. And put the engine back into the car, and it wouldn't start. It wouldn't even turn over. So we said, okay, not a problem. We get a tractor. We'll tow it to start it. So
that's my friend Ralph Rockwell, and I have no idea what he's talking about. But I love listening to Ralph talk about how he takes tractors and cars apart and he puts them back together again. He's been doing this since he was like 15, and now he's 72, and he is still learning how to increase the tractor wheel rim size to increase traction without killing the horsepower or the engine torque. He's still curious. He's still figuring it out.
Okay, we'll fix that.
And Ralph speaks about these tractors with great attention to their provenance. This begat that. It is biblical. In the summer, Ralph competes in antique tractor pulls. And I asked him if I could come over and talk about the tractor he was working on at the time, which was a 1953 Ford Jubilee. And I asked if I could tag along to a tractor pull. So here is Ralph Rockwell.
When I was like 15 years old and in high school, anytime I had a chance in study hall, I'd get any kind of books on auto mechanics, anything I could read up on and just do the research on. And then our first cars, we were just always tinkering on them. My couple of friends, Woody and Beanie, get a car, and we'd always look for something that needed some work done, something you could buy cheap, and work on them out in the dooryard, use my father's farm tractor to pull the engine out of a 57 Chevy. First engine rebuilt I ever did. I hate to say, it never ran. I had no idea, no coaxing, and we just knew it smoked like crazy and said, okay, it needs rings.
Was your dad wasn't interested in working on engines and stuff?
No, my dad died when I was 15. He was a farmer, and my sister loved animals and cows, and I loved tractors and farm machinery. So anything to do with haying or spread manure, anything we could do with the tractor, I loved that. I remember riding with my dad when I was like 5 years old on his lap on an 8N Ford. So 5, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I just thought I'd like to see if I could preserve any old tractors that I could. And it started out with one, and I think my wife said the last count, we have 29. So, and my t-shirt says, just one more tractor. But I've come to realize that probably if I was 27 years old instead of 72 years old, I still wouldn't be able to get every project done that I got planned in my head. So,
do you remember the first tractor pull you ever did?
I think the first tractor pull we did was in Lamoille County Field Day. There was Larry DeMar, he's passed away now, Roscoe DeMar, he pulled, and Andy Langaren and Johnny Langaren, and Johnny's passed away. And I had a homemade junkyard tractor, I guess you'd call it, that I got for practically nothing. It was like 2 miles from here, up on Maury Hill. The engine was seized in it, and I had a Volkswagen bus front end that I put into it.
How does time pass when you're in here working on a tractor? What does it do to you?
Well, if I weren't working on tractors, I would be probably just sitting in the house and depressed and eating and watching television or just wasting my time. And like last night, get second wind after supper, come out and do something on the tractor. Right, it just seems peaceful, and I guess that's a sense of accomplishment to be able to get things and figure things out and see the progress as I do. I'm looking at this tractor here, this Jubilee. Okay, it's 1 year younger than I am, and I'm 72. So that's 71 years old. And if I can preserve it so it'll last another 50 years, it'll be here long when I'm after I'm gone. So.
One morning in July, I met Ralph at the Williams Family Field of Dreams tractor pull in Randolph Center. It had rained overnight, and the whole field was lush and steaming. Families were getting their tractors off trailers and weighing in before the pull, and Ralph's Ford Jubilee was looking very sharp.
The last time you see it, it was in its work clothes, and it should took like 6 days to paint it, 3 days for one color and 3 days for the other. And I painted the red on Monday and the gray on Tuesday, and just got it together real quick and throwed some details on it.
I followed Ralph over to the check-in table.
Be nervous. That's not what you had on your sheet. I know, but Daddy changed it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's what your father said.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming out on our little overcast day. As most of you noticed, the track is a little bit muddy. So at our last poll, our June poll, we raised money for Susie and Chris Lampson. As you remember, they had a devastating house fire, and we'd like Susie to come up so we can present the money to her.
Susie. All right.
Susie. Thank you to all of you that donated. That was greatly appreciated. Yes, fire is a devastating thing. Please remove your caps. We'll do the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
An antique tractor pull, as it turns out, is not a high-octane experience. Or at least not at the Williams Family Field of Dreams tractor pull in Randolph Center. It is one tractor at a time, fighting it out against a huge, heavy sled. But it's loud, and it's happy, and everyone knows what the hell is going on. And how often does that happen anymore?
The mom's bursting in there, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and of the free and the
I played George Jones for my dad, as most of you know. He's not going to be with us today, but he is up to the house, and he's wishing all of our pollers the best of luck today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Got him.
Mm-hmm. Found the soft spot or the hide spot to get over. What do you think? He's got pretty decent tread on his tires. Too hard.
At about 1 o'clock, I had to go. Ralph was eating a sandwich.
Okay, this is what I've noticed with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. If you got peanut butter on one side and jelly on the other, you take a bite of it and chew it and swallow it. Turn this sandwich 180 degrees. So the peanut butter and the jelly is in the opposite place in your palate and your mouth, and it'll taste different. I used to say I hate it when it's got just peanut butter on one side and it's too much. So yeah.
What's the satisfaction that you get from fixing up something that's old?
I guess I look at it as when I fix up something that's old, that's going to outlast me. It'll be here after I'm long gone. And somebody else can take it and use it. Like I said once, I didn't want a gravestone or grave marker anywhere. I said, I'm going to have all these little tombstones around. And somebody said, what do you mean tombstones? I said, well, every one of these old tractors I fixed up, I put a Rockwell sticker on the back of the seat. And somebody say, where'd you get the tractor? Oh, the old Massey Ferguson man up on the hill in Woolkit, you know. So I have all these little tombstones, all these tractors around the countryside. See how far they'll get.
The night after the tractor pull, Ralph called and left me a voice message.
Yes, Erica, it's Ralph. We didn't get pulling until about 1 or 1:15. My first pull was a 3,000-pound class. Everything I did was wrong. I tried to do it with the help of the three of us, me, myself, and I. I failed miserably. My second class, I decided to ask the Holy Spirit to help me. Things got a lot better. I improved a lot. In my last class, I was the last one to pull, and everything just went right. Got up to the line, backed up to the sled squarely, came off the line good. Got my RPMs just right and picked the right place on the track. The last 25 feet, I let go of the steering wheel. I even let go of the throttle and said, Lord, you're in control. And he led me to victory. I beat the second place tractor by a lot. That just goes to show you that if you trust in the Lord and let him guide you, things go a whole lot better. Because besides from him, you can do nothing right. Talk to you later. If this ain't good, we'll try again. Bye.
Thank you to Ralph Rockwell and all the tractor pullers and the Williams family for letting me hang out and record the pull. This is Rumble Strip. I'm Erica Heilman. Thanks a lot for listening.